CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 26th of January, 2025. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB has announced the details of the amateur radio activity that it provided for the British Science Week 2025 Community Pack. Nominations encouraged for the role of RSGB President. The next Tonight at 8 webinar will focus on fault finding in construction projects. The RSGB is delighted to announce details of the amateur radio activity that the Society provided for the British Science Week 2025 Community Pack. The RSGB outreach team, working with the RSGB comms team, submitted two activities on this year's theme of Change and Adapt, and one was chosen for the Community Pack. This activity was created by John Hislop, G70HO, and tested by RSGB school youth champion Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, and other members of the outreach team with various groups and ages. It uses amateur radio to find out if people in different countries are seeing changes in their weather patterns. It's a simple activity that's also designed to get people on the air. Community or youth groups will need access to a digital mobile radio repeater and assistance from a radio amateur, which is why the RSGB is asking for the support of the amateur radio community to make this effective as possible. You can find the RSGB activity and other resources on its website at rsgb.org/bsw, so take a look and get ready to be involved. You can also find the full set of this year's activity packs at britishscienceweek.org. To ask questions or suggest an activity, contact the RSGB British Science Week coordinator, Ian Neal, M0KEO, via bsw@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB President is a prestigious and important role. Each President has the autonomy to shape the duties and activities they carry out to best match their view of the role. Former Presidents have spoken of the unique insight that it has given them into the hobby and the fulfilment they have felt from the role. Read more about the current and some previous Presidents by going to rsgb.org/president. If you believe you can advocate for amateur radio, that you have the necessary understanding of how the RSGB works, and are someone who can relate and talk engagingly with a wide range of people, then why not apply to be the next RSGB President? Nominations are now open in the RSGB 2025 elections, and full candidate packs can be found via rsgb.org/election. Applications are strongly encouraged from radio amateurs of all different backgrounds and identities. Every new volunteer who joins the RSGB is an opportunity to bring a different perspective, which the board is eager to embrace. Remember, the closing date for all vacancies is 23:59 UTC on the 31st of January, so if you'd like to rise to the challenge and be the Society's next President, act now. Have you ever spent time constructing a project only to find it doesn't work? If so, the latest Tonight at 8 webinar on Monday the 3rd of Feb is one to put in your diary. Lee Aldridge, G4EJB, will present a basic fault finding and electronics session that will look at the requirements of construction as well as the pros and cons of different types of construction. He'll also look at what to do when you build a project but it doesn't work. This will include looking at your method, understanding some simple circuits and basic use of a digital multimeter, your expectations, as well as checking and testing. Lee has nearly 35 years' experience of working in telecoms and electronics and will be known by many as the former Radcom Basics editor. Find out more about this discussion by going to rsgb/webinars. Watch the presentation live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel and ask questions via the live chat. Today, the 26th, the 2 meter band is full of transmissions from operators taking part in 145 Alive. The event is running from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. and there are nets operating in most Minehead squares across England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland. To take part, all you need to do is to call in and make contact with others. For more information, visit 145 Alive Facebook page. Have you been involved in inspiring newcomers to amateur radio? Do you have a knack for introducing and explaining the fundamental principles of our wonderful pastime to the uninitiated? If so, have you considered writing for Radcom Basics? Tim G5TM, the Radcom Basics editor, welcomes all suggestions. If you have any ideas for future articles, email radcombasics, all one word, at rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB is looking for an assistant editor to join the team that produces its suite of Radcom publications. The successful candidate will be involved in everything from magazine production and sub-editing to writing articles and planning content. More information on page 83 of the Feb 25 Radcom edition and via rsgb.org/careers. If you're interested in applying for the role, email radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now, our details of rallies and events. The Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally takes place today, the 26th, at the Festival Hall, Caister Road in Market Raisin. The doors open at 10 a.m. Admission is £3. Hot refreshments, lots of free car parking are available. More information from Steve Burke, M5ZZZ, on 07777699069 or email m5zzz@outlook.com. On Sunday the 9th of Feb, the Mid-Cheshire Amateur Radio Society Radioactive Fair takes place at the Nantwich Civic Hall, Market Street, Nantwich in Cheshire, CW55DG. Doors will be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and admission will be £5. Hot food, refreshments and free car parking available. More from Patrick, 2E0VGF, via info@radioactivefair.co.uk. The Red Rose Winter Rally is due to take place on the 23rd of Feb from 10 a.m. at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee in Lancashire, WN72PJ. Note that the maximum number of 5-foot tables per trader has been reduced from 6 to 5. On a brighter note, the price remains as it has been for years, at £10 a table. More information, visit wmrc.co.uk. Advance notice now, the 13th Scottish Microwave Roundtable will be held on Saturday, the 1st of November 2025, at the Museum of Communications, Burnt Island, Fife in Scotland. There will be an optional dinner in the evening at a local hotel. Further updates will be posted on the gmroundtable.org.uk website in June or July. To find out more, email Colin via gm4hwo@gmail.com. Now for special event news. The Straight Quay Century Club Straight Quay Month is currently underway. The annual on-air event commemorates the club's founding in 2006 and celebrates the original instruments of early radio telegraphy, including straight keys, bugs and cootie keys. Listen out for the K3Y call sign, which is being aired from the 10 USA call areas. Information on the event and QSL instructions go to tinyurl.com/K3Y2025. A large multinational team is active as TX7N from Hava Oha in the Marquesas Islands, OC027, until tomorrow the 27th. The team is operating using CWSSB and digital on 160 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Log Clubs OQRS and Logbook of the World. More info and updates, visit TX7N.com. British Railways Amateur Radio Society is running a special event station, GB0LMR and GB2SDR, during 2025, celebrating 200 years of train travel. Operation will be mainly focused on 40 meters, but there may be additional activity on other bands. QSL via the Bureau. To read more, visit qrz.com. DX News. Dwight V7BV is activist TG9BBV from Guatemala until the 28th of January. He's operating using mostly CW and SSB on the 40 to 6 meter bands, QSL via Dwight's home call and logbook of the world. Ralph DB4REB is activist CN2REB whilst on holiday in Morocco until the 30th of January. He's operating using CW, FT8 and SSB on various bands. Ralph is hoping to work some parks on the air sites along the coast during his visit. QSL via EQSL or directly to Ralph's home call. More information and updates, visit qrz.com. Felix DL5XL is active as DP1POL from a German research station in Antarctica, AN016, until the 25th of February. He's operating mainly CW on the HF bands. There may also be some digital mode and SSB activity. QSL via DL1ZBO. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and Club Log. Contest news, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group RITI Sprint started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 25th, runs until 1200 UTC today the 26th of January, using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands. Where contests are allowed, the exchange is your serial number. The CQ160DX contest started at 2200 UTC on Friday the 24th, runs until 2200 UTC today the 26th. CW on the 160 meter band, the exchange's signal reports and CQ zone. USA stations also send their state, Canadian stations their province. On Tuesday the 28th, the RSGB SHF UK activity contest runs from 1930 to 2230 UTC. All modes on the 13, 9, 6 and 3 centimeter bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 29th, UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. CW on the 80 meter band exchanges your 6 character locator. UK 6 meter group Winter Marathon began at 0000 UTC on Sunday the 1st of December and ends at 2359 UTC on Friday the 31st of January. Using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange of signal report and locator. Sunday the 2nd, the RSGB 432 MEGS Affiliated Society contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC, all modes on the 70 centimeter band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, this week ending today the 26th has looked a lot like a repeat performance of 2 weeks ago. The majority of the sunspots are in the western hemisphere with very few in the eastern side. This means that the solar flux index could drop over the coming week unless there are sunspots ready to rotate into view to replace those being lost. A look at the stereo ahead spacecraft imagery suggests that there are indeed sunspots over the eastern limb, so all may not be lost. Overall, the sun has been fairly quiet. There were no X-class flares and only 5 M-class flares from the 19th to the 23rd of January. KP index has also been relatively low, only peaking at 4 for 1 3 hour period on the 20th of January. As a result, the solar flux index in the 200s, HF conditions have been quite good. The maximum usable frequency over a 3000 km path has been consistently over 28 megs from around 0830 to 1600 UTC. However, the 2017, 15 and 12 meter bands seem to be carrying most of the DX at the moment. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the mid-200s. Geomagnetic conditions are also predicted to be good until the end of the month, but a KP index of 5 is forecast for the 31st of Jan, and this could last for a few days, so we urge you to make the most of the conditions now, before geomagnetic storming, if it occurs, makes a mess of HF as we enter February. VHF and up. The weather pattern is being driven by a very strong winter jet stream across the Atlantic Ocean. This gives scope for rapid development of deep lows and consequent gales and damaging winds. On Friday the 24th of January, the first big storm hit the northwest of Britain. We may find that the next low in the series is heading for southern Britain tomorrow, the 27th. This all makes Tropo unlikely for much of the week ahead, since it stays unsettled throughout most of the period, but with the smallest hint of higher pressure trying to return from Thursday. Rain scatter will probably be worth some consideration on the gigahertz band, while meteor scatter remains driven by random activity rather than by any major showers. There have been no further aurora alerts over the last week. It's always worth keeping the KP index in view to monitor any possible chances of aurora. High figures above a KP index of 4 are a good trigger point to get interested. Moon declination reaches minimum in the northern hemisphere today, the 26th, when moon windows are at their shortest and peak moon elevation is at its lowest. Path losses are now falling as we passed apogee on Tuesday the 21st. 144 meg sky noise is high, reaching over 3000 Kelvin today the 26th, before dropping to moderate until Wednesday, when the moon and sun are very close in the sky for the whole moon pass. After this, it drops to low for the rest of the week. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me. Until next week.